You're listening to WRS. It is The Breakfast Show, and it is time to talk about something that is coming up. We're all very excited about it. Oh, no, we aren't. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, no, we aren't. Oh, yes, we are. That's the perfect introduction to Panto. Let's go.
Yeah.
Joined in the studio by April Dalton and Helen Weir, who are from Gaos, and there is an upcoming pantomime. So,
Thank you, first of all, welcome
both to the studio.
Hello. Yeah.
April, you're directing this. How's it going so far?
Amazing. This has been one of the best experiences of my life so far. I don't want to get teary here, but I've learned so much. The cast is amazing. The production team is just stellar. I haven't worked with a better bunch of people.
Oh, so. My goodness. What a glowing review from the director. Helen, you're in the cast.
So I am.
Tell me a little bit about the show that you're actually putting on this year. What are Gaos doing for their panto?
This year we're doing Sleeping Beauty, which obviously is a fairy tale. We've got all the characters that you would expect from a pantomime. We've got the Wicked Witch. We've got fairy. Some of them very sassy, has to be said. We've got kids playing, adults playing. I'm playing one half of the bumbling comedy duo, Fetch and Carry. I'm Carrie. And though well-meaning, we cause havoc and we really, really cause a lot of stir
in
the palace.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, we do.
There'll be plenty of that. Is pantomime for kids? Is it just for kids, do we think?
I love that this pantomime this year is definitely kid-friendly, geared towards the kids, but absolutely, the adults will love every minute of it. The talent is amazing, as I've said. And the music was picked by adults for adults. I think the kids may not get all of the jokes, which is good and, you know, meant to be that way sometimes.
Innuendo.
Yes, but I definitely would invite adults and kids for sure to come.
So I'm going to say panto is quite a British tradition. It's, I mean, I know panto very, very well. April, I'm detecting an accent.
Yeah.
So can we find out a little bit about your background and how you came to be doing this? You're directing it.
Yes, I know. An American directing a British panto. Who let that happen? I don't know. I didn't grow up with it, of course, but I did grow up with melodrama. And my mother was in a melodrama as a child. And we unfortunately had to hold up signs and tell everyone when to boo and hiss at the villain and cheer for the hero. But, you know, luckily our audience here has been born and bred with how to respond and act, react to what's going on stage. But I discovered pantomime when I was in Kuwait 12 years ago, acting with the British theater there, and fell in love with it. The dame is over the top and amazing. Mm. The costumes, picking your own music, being able to put in any music you want is really stellar. So I love it. And I'm grateful that I can be a part of it.
We're talking about cast as well. Helen, in the cast, tell me about your fellow cast members. Who are you on stage with?
Oh, well, I'm on stage mainly with my other half, Fetch. Her name is Lauren. And we're also on stage with the witch, the fairies, the...
How many people are in the cast?
I think there are 50 altogether in the cast, about 20 kids and teenagers and 30 adults, something like that, April, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's phenomenal about Gaos as well, you mostly all got other jobs on the side, so this is a labour of love that's happening in evenings and weekends, and there are so many people behind the show. So we might go and see about 50 people, that's still a lot, 50 people on stage at the Théâtre des Marins in Nyon, but how many people are behind this? And give us a little taste of what they're working on.
Yeah, over 100 people have been part of sets, lights, sound, making props, painting. And when we come to the theater, there's going to be people moving sets behind the stage, doing makeup and hair. I mean, it really takes a village to put this on. And it's just such a wonderful community. Everyone is needed. And we come together and put on this great show.
Tell me a bit about the choreography. It's always good choreography and a good panto.
It's been a challenge this year for some of us, actually. But April will tell you about the two choreographers.
Yeah, well, you're doing amazing. We have really a lovely, lovely two choreographers that have been helping out that are really talented, and the music is just so modern. We have Latin and K-pop, Korean K-pop, which of course I love, and hip-hop, and we even have some songs in French, which we don't think have had recently.
Jean-Jacques Goldman.
Oh, yeah. And so that's really wonderful to bring in our Francophone audience and have them singing and clapping along, and you'll be blown away by the dance numbers.
And I want to get to, you've got a new choreographer coming up the ranks.
Yes, Shania DeCorton. She's really worked hard. She's worked us hard, worked you guys hard. And she's going to be a star. I think that we're lucky to have her at such a young age and earlier in her career to be with us.
Also working along someone that has been doing choreography with you for so many years.
Yes, Karen Ball is
phenomenal.
Irreplaceable. So we're lucky to have her with us still.
Yeah.
What do you think that you both personally get out of doing the Gaios Panto? I mean, Helen, you've been doing this for years. Yeah. You were in the last time that they did Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, 2004. Four of the cast members, in fact, were in the last Sleeping Beauty production in 2004. And yeah, it just brings it all back. It's a family thing. You know, we reach out to the audience. It's the interaction with the audience. And bringing home the lead up to Christmas. We're all getting ready for Christmas. It's magical. It's starry. It's a faraway place.
And it's beautiful. April, what do you take away from this? Every time you leave a rehearsal.
Oh, It's a chance of a lifetime, which is something the princess says in the show, and it is irreplaceable, this experience for me, and it makes me laugh, it makes me cry. I hope it does the same for the audience that comes. Tears of joy. I should clarify. Dancing and singing, it's the perfect start to your Christmas season and will be a magical experience. And I can say that from experience myself because it's been magical for me.
Hopefully you can bring some of that joy and experience. That gaios.ch is where you can buy tickets. Helen, I can see you're desperate to add
something. Yeah, it starts next Friday, the 25th. We've got nine performances over two weekends, finishing on Sunday the 4th.
It's selling out fast, though.
Selling out really fast. Yeah. We're doing well, but there's still tickets, so please get yourself online. You won't regret it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, April and Helen. Thanks for telling me about
Thank
the Gaios Panto Sleeping
Thanks
Beauty.
Thanks for having us.
Break a leg.